As Pastor Black said, I am Aaron's younger sister, and I have to say that when I did my testimony for Pastor Black, I did it backwards, and I said, I have to say that at this point in my life right now, I really feel like God is drawing himself even closer to me, and I think that one of the best ways he has been doing that has been through my relationship with my sister, because to see the changes that have gone on in her life have really encouraged me to have changes in my own life, and she has always been my big sister, my older sister, and so just following her has always been a wonderful thing, and so she has been so wise for me, and so I just have loved the experiences and the opportunity that he has brought me here and also has brought me into their lives again as well. But I should go back. I should tell you a little bit about myself. Like Aaron said, we did have a privilege of growing up in a Christian household with both of our parents and grandparents being professing believers. I have always been a late bloomer. So when I was 7, I specifically remember asking my mom about the reality of Mickey Mouse, Santa Claus, and the Tooth Fairy. I won't go through all of the answers, but anyway, in her great wisdom, she guided me to contrast those characters with our Heavenly Father, and that he is a real Jesus, that he is God, and he died on the cross for our sins. He is our true friend and ever-present help in time of need. And at that time, I told my mom I wanted the Lord to save me. I wanted to call him right then and there, and I prayed. But I couldn't say I fully understood. However, I do see that that is the beginning of God drawing me near to him. As I got older, I had lots of doubts. I was not confident. But I began to question the reality of Christ, especially in my own life. I was like Thomas. Growing up in a Christian household, I didn't really see like all these miraculous things. And I was kind of disappointed by that. And I thought, if God is there, I want him to do something. I told my mom, I want him to do something. And she said, well, you should be happy because you're in a Christian household. And, you don't really, if he's going to do something big, he's saving you from something. So but she also pointed me to the Bible. And she said that all of the other religions in the world are based on doing good works in order to merit salvation. I questioned a lot about my own salvation. But the gospel is all by God's grace. And for example, in Ephesians 2:8-9, it is for grace that you have been saved through faith, and it is not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. And then the question is, what is faith? And as Hebrews says, it is the confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. And I found that this time of trial and questioning and all wondering about faith in my own life and trusting God, even though I didn't really see him working, was another evidence that he was drawing me closer to himself. Around the age of 16, I had my first chance to go on a mission trip to Japan. Ever since I had been 8, I really, really wanted to go to Japan. And one of the things for going on the trip is we had to raise support money, and it was about $1,500, which was just impossible in my eyes as a teenager. But I really felt like God was calling me there, and I prayed that if it was truly his will, he would provide, that he would provide the money for me. I wrote the letter, the support letter, asking for money, but I did not mention money. I did not want to mention money. I was, I didn't want that to be a problem. But God in his great mercy provided over $4,000, which then I was able to share with other team members to let other people go as well. Throughout the entire trip, in so many ways, he revealed himself, making me realize that there was nothing I could do on my own hands. There were so many impossible tasks that he just really just opened up and revealed himself through the entire time. And I realized that it was only through him and it was only through his strength that I could exist, and he proved his love to me, and I knew that he was only my God, and he cared specifically for me. I also realized at this point I could not rely on my parents' salvation, that I was not a Christian because they were a Christian, but if I was going to be a Christian, I was a Christian because he was my father. So soon after I came back, I made a profession of faith and was baptized in the church. And I also felt that someday God was calling me to return to Japan. After my conversion, I went to undergrad at a liberal arts college. I actually went to the same school as Erin, though she graduated and then I came in. It was really hard for me because I didn't have someone in my life that was keeping me accountable in the scriptures and in my Christian walk. My focus was more who I could be academically instead of spiritually. I don't really see this time as going down, but I definitely don't see this time as growing. I was kind of like the flat plane. But by the time I was accepted into graduate school, I realized that I had a choice. If I was going to follow Christ, I was going to have to take ownership of my own faith in Christ. I was on my own. If I wanted to go to church, I was going to have to be the one to get myself there. I soon found a little church that really embraced me and made me feel at home. And through some deep trials during that time, God drew me very, very close to himself. My pastor and his wife truly loved me and gave me their spiritual accountability that I longed for. And as a result, I had renewed assurance that Christ truly was my Savior and God was my Heavenly Father. I also began to hunger for God's word like never before, and for the first time, I felt the Bible come alive, and I was genuinely connected with my church family. I wasn't there because I wanted to be there, or I had to be there, but because I wanted to be there, and I wanted to be with God's people, and God revealed himself to me in so many ways. It was really an exciting time for me. When I graduated, God did open the doors for me to return to Japan, and with the blessings of my pastor in my church, I decided to go with a government agency sponsored by the Japan by Tokyo instead of a missions agency. I went as a tent maker and wanted to be a shining light. I had no idea what a test the culture shock would be. I wasn't able to speak Japanese or function very well in their culture. I felt like I had lost my balance and my identity. I really felt like I got hit in the face and was lying flat on the floor. I came to a place of spiritual crisis, and I found that it was even difficult to pray. I couldn't pray. I did not know how to pray. I told my mom, and I said, I cannot pray. I know God is there, but I can't find him in this country. And she told me that the Spirit groans for us, and that really, really helped me. And I would just fall on my knees and be like, God, I can't pray, but you know what I'm going through. I found an all-Japanese church at that time and attended there for 2 years. It was a really testing time, and the people were wonderful, but I could not keep up with the language. I became very desperate for God, and I was so parched, I begged for God to either send me home or send me to an English-speaking church where I could soak up the word. Though it was difficult, I felt like God wanted me to stay in Japan, and once again, he was very faithful. The first year in my new church, I did find an English-speaking church, was a great encouragement. It was just wonderful to hear the word taught in English. Sadly, after a while, I started noticing things. The church lacked accountability, and so did I. I longed for a more challenging application of the word, and because I didn't receive it, I was becoming lazy. I was getting very comfortable in Japan. It had been 4 years, but I wasn't necessarily growing in the way I wanted to in my faith. I also started to notice that I was being influenced by the world, and I needed more accountability beyond my prayer and Bible reading. I realized that I had lost my focus in Japan and needed to return to get my priorities straight. It was through a step of faith that I quit my job and returned to the U.S. Arriving back to America was one of the most dramatic things for me. I felt like I had failed God after felt like I had been called there for so long. All I could do was cling to Philippians 1:6, which Nathan mentioned, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. And also Hebrews 11, the entire chapter, but especially the last part, which says, all these things, though commended through faith, did not receive what was promised, since God has provided something better for us. I went to Japan thinking that I was going to be the only light in a dark nation, and I began to wonder if I was really the one who shined for Christ. I thought I was going to change the world, but I found out that God really wanted to change me. He wanted to draw me closer to him and to realize that without him, I can be nothing and do nothing. My identity should not be in being an American or being Japanese, but in being holy. God has called me a life of holiness that does not fit any culture in this present world. I have to say, I don't have this in my notes, but when I came back, I really was like, okay, God, I'm sorry, I failed. Like, I want to put Japan under the door. Like, forget about it. I don't want to think anything about it. 7 weeks later, after coming back to the United States, he opened the doors, and I now am working at the Japanese consulate. God continues to sanctify me each and every day. One of the greatest things God uses to grow me is spending time with Aaron and Nathan. I've seen God transform my sister, and she has had a great light to me. Seeing these changes in her life has greatly challenged me and encouraged me. So as I speak before you today, my confession is I want to confess who Jesus is to me, and I can first say that he is my all. The things that used to glitter to me now have lost their allure. God has given me contentment that comes from him alone. Jesus is my everlasting Father, my fulfillment, my guide, and my friend. And all I can do is echo the words of 1 John 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at with our hands and have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life has appeared, we have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make your joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light and he is in the light, we have fellowship with another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and he will forgive our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
God bless you. God bless you.